Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
Good afternoon, depending on what time you are listening to this program and depending on where you are calling in from. This is your favorite host, Prophetess Mwaka from Dallas, Texas in the USA, with your favorite program, Solutions Radio, right here on Zambia Block Talk Radio. So happy once again to have this opportunity to share from the heart topics that touch us all. We want to thank God for this great media platform afforded to us by Zambia Block Talk Radio for the last 2 years. By the grace of God, we've been able to reach out literally to thousands. This is the power of social media, and we are able to provide programming that is informative, that is enriching, that is encouraging, that brings hope. It's really been even like a counseling session to many. You know, the Bible says a wise man will increase with learning. And, you know, all of us are on this journey. None of us can say we've reached. You know, we're always learning. You know, life is a journey of learning, and Solutions is really specialized as we deal a lot with relationships and marriage and family from a biblical perspective. And it's just been wonderful to receive the feedback on how so many people's lives have been impacted. We do have a page on Facebook, Solutions Radio. Make sure to like our page. And do tell your friends all about this great program. We are on every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time and different times all over the USA. But it's once a week every Tuesday. And I believe many of you who call in regularly, your life has been transformed. You've been blessed by the many speakers we have had. And it's just been a great privilege and just so wonderful. Well, I'm excited about tonight's topic and the wonderful couple I'm about to introduce, are very dear to our hearts. But before I do that, let me extend a very warm welcome and special invitation to you, our Solutions Radio family, to our annual Fresh Aroma Conference, which is held every April here in beautiful Dallas, Texas. Every April, all our friends and partners and pastor friends and spiritual sons and daughters, we gather for a great convention. And I tell you, every conference has been so wonderful, so unique, so powerful, so life-changing. There's such a grace that is released. This is going to be our 11th Fresh Aroma Annual Spring Prophetic Conference. The dates are April the 16th to the 19th. If you're listening to me from out of state, please make sure to start preparing to come. Get that airline ticket. Call the Sheraton Hotel. Just ask for the Fresh Aroma room rate, but you don't want to miss it. We have people coming from as far as Kuwait. I visited Kuwait Last June, I met such wonderful, wonderful people and have been in touch ever since. So there's a wonderful couple coming from there, of course, from Zambia, Kenya, Uganda. They are coming. Some of our speakers have been calling this week. They're excited. They're like, can we do the conference this weekend? And we're like, no, we're not yet ready, but we are getting ready and just looking forward to an awesome, awesome time. The very special highlight of this conference, Apostle and I will be celebrating 25 years of serving the Lord together as a couple in America. And I remember when we came as very young students, and I tell you, it's just amazing. You know, we made a covenant. We were not even married at the time. We knew one another, but we're not yet married. I came from London, and I found he had started this fellowship, and I think 2 years later, we got married. But I remember the young couple, we made a covenant to God and said, Lord, we want to serve you in integrity, in truth, excellence. We don't ever want to lose our fire, our passion, our love for you, and our love for one another. And I tell you, we've just been reminiscing and looking back and just so grateful for what God has done, and so grateful, you know, to be used as vessels of honor. Now, when everywhere we go or where we travel, we'll meet people who have been in our church, either in Boston or they've met us, I mean, somewhere. It is just such a privilege and such an honor to serve the Lord. And I want to encourage those of you listening, the best, best gift you can do as a couple is to serve the Lord. This is what has kept our marriage strong. You know, I always tell people, when you're busy winning souls and doing the work of the kingdom, there's just no time for arguments like who squeezed the toothpaste where and who didn't wash the dishes and who, honey, just wash the dishes, take out the garbage. Look, we just don't have time. But so this is what we will be celebrating. So it's not Fresh Aroma that's 25 years, but as a couple, you know, we've planted churches, raised pastors. I mean, we've done a lot, especially Boston, where we lived for 17 years. We did some massive, massive conferences and crusades there. And so it is an honor to be called pioneers, trailblazers. We want to continue to touch our generation. So during the conference on Saturday, we will be having a Silver Jubilee dinner, very formal, very classy, very elegant, but lots of fun. So don't worry, the fact that you're wearing ball gowns and ball, you know, and tuxedos doesn't move. You know, we love to have a good time, so it's going to be very exciting. We're going to have an international fashion show. We love nations, so we're going to celebrate the many nations we have touched, and these beautiful ladies and handsome gentlemen will be in all the different attire. We're going to have a live gospel band. We are going to have special presentations. It's going to be very exciting. That's all I can guarantee you. All we need you to do, please, is to get your tickets in advance. We are not going to be selling tickets during the conference, because actually the hotel have been on us. They need to know the number. So if you're listening, you've not gotten your ticket, please do so this week. Help us to serve you better. We want to have an excellent, classy, red carpet, star-studded celebrity Silver Jubilee dinner to the glory of God. And the dress code, you know, I'm really big on colors. You know, it's 25 years, and the number, the color for 25 is silver. So the color for Saturday night during the Silver Jubilee is black, white, or silver. Amen. Please, no jeans, no yellow, no green, no red. Please come, gentlemen, in your lovely tuxedos and suits, black, of course, white shirt, or silver. But those are the colors, black, white, silver. So just wanted to get that word out. If you still need more info, please feel free to call my wonderful administrator, Miss Shiko Mwangi, who is working tirelessly, and we just thank God for her. By the way, she will be ordained as a pastor, Sunday morning during the conference. So I tell you, this conference is just going to be very special. We have the Silver Jubilee Dinner, Ms. Shiko being ordained as a pastor the next day. It's going to be wonderful. It's such a joy to minister with our friends, Dr. Abed Bwanika from Uganda. We spoke with him today. He's so excited. He wants to come this week. We're like, Doctor, please hold on, hold on. He's going to be one of our speakers. Of course, Dr. Jose Muzingo, our longtime friend, with his wonderful wife, Dr. Patricia. We were in Boston together. They are now here in Dallas. Outstanding couple. Of course, Pastor Sarah Morgan, great, great woman of God from California. Our dear friend, Pastor Inky, from Nigeria. We were also in Boston together. Now in Dallas. I tell you, Dallas, you are blessed. You have all these good things, good packages from Boston. That's why we won the Super Bowl. But anyway, let me leave that one alone. It's a sensitive topic. And of course, Bishop Price from Austin, Texas. And just, it's going to be, I know these are solid, seasoned servants of God. Of course, Bishop Banda from Zambia, powerful, outstanding servant of God. I tell you, each of them have a grace, have an anointing you don't want to miss. Of course, myself, Apostle, will be ministering too. So it is a power-packed team. And, you know, for our worship, we just reach out to different worship leaders in the city and form an incredible team. And that unity and harmony, I tell you, it releases such a sound in heaven. So the conference praise team are already rehearsing, and they just sound like angels. We're excited. Pastor Jonte, one of our spiritual sons, is coming from Seattle. He's going to be one of the conference summits. Of course, Minister Steve Reed, precious man of God, him too will be with us. Lady Brenda Ellis, the anointed atmosphere changer. I tell you, it is going to be awesome, awesome. The Miracle Boys, they're not happy. They're like, our picture is so tiny on the flyer, nobody can see us. I'm like, don't worry, they'll see you during the conference. So, and we begin Thursday morning, by the way, 9 a.m. So if you're coming from out of state, please prepare to come in on Wednesday, because we start a Thursday 9 a.m. We want to give the speakers enough time to pour all that God has put in them. And we want every life to be changed. I know that's a pretty long announcement. Just want you to have all the details. We don't want you to miss, even from Dallas. Please come. The turnout from out of state is absolutely amazing. But even right here in Dallas, please, let's not miss the moment of visitation. And you know, because it's a jubilee for us, I know there are jubilee blessings that shall be released, a jubilee anointing, a jubilee grace. So do not miss. Well, if you have just tuned in, this is Prophetess Mwaka with Solutions. Very excited this evening to be talking about international marriage. As you know, I'm from Zambia, raised in Kenya, married to a handsome man from Rwanda who was born and raised in Uganda. I tell you, our story is very exciting, but it is amazing. We've been married for 23 years, and we never even look at each other like, oh, you're from this country. You know, when God puts you together, it is just heaven on earth. I just thank God. And I thank God for who Apostle is, confident, not intimidated by me at all. Very few men can handle a strong woman like me, but he's proud of me. When people ask, oh my, your wife is everywhere, he's like, oh yes, I trained her well. She's our ambassador. She's representing us well. So this is my destiny connection from heaven. I'm so grateful. So tonight, we are discussing international marriage. We have this beautiful, handsome, anointed couple all the way from Boston, Miss Princess Irene Chua and Prince Matthew. By the way, he's a real prince from Uganda. It's not just a name he added. He's from the royal family. We are so blessed to have you this evening, Prince and Princess. You are welcome.
Thank you so much, Mom.
We are so glad to that day when you called, just I think it was on the weekend, Thursday, Friday, you just blessed us, Prince Matthew. I love your passion for God. I'll never forget January when I was at Pastor Kasoz's and when the praise and worship began. Oh, my. You are like, look, I don't care who's here. I'm going to just dance for the Lord. I just love that passion you have. Keep it up. We're so proud of you. Welcome to Solutions. I think it was a year ago you shared, and everybody's been asking about the two of you. So we are glad to have you. Is your beautiful wife on?
Yes. She's on.
Yes, Mom. Praise God. Happy to be
Praise
here.
God. God bless you, sweetie. How are you doing, Miss Irene?
I'm doing well. By God's grace, we're doing great. We thank God.
Wow. Well, you know, when it comes to marriage, we know that marriage is God's idea. Marriage is a gift from the Lord, and we're always on this program. We encourage the singles, please don't be in a rush. Wait on the Lord, because it is a destiny connection. The person God brings your way really determines how far you go in life. Your spouse can either make or break you. You know, your spouse can take you to the next level. But, you know, many times people restrict themselves and they're like, well, I'm from South Africa and I'm just going to look for a South African brother or sister, or I'm from, you know, Ethiopia, and, you know, Ethiopians, we only marry from Ethiopia. But, you know, I tell you, it is amazing. God does not necessarily just choose people from our tribe or our nation. He can go to another nation and you'll be amazed at how compatible you are, at how connected you are. So, Prince and Princess, we want to hear your story. Tell us about yourselves, where you are from, how did it all happen, what is it like being from two different nations?
All right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are really blessed to be on this radio, Mom, the prophetess, and our father, the apostle. We are so blessed to be in our lives. So
Amen.
You really done a good job, not only in us, as our family, my wife, the beloved one, but even the entire community or the entire state of Boston or America, and even some other international countries. First of all, I would like to greet all the listeners that we love you so much. We ask God that you may be blessed this evening.
Amen.
And we ask God not to speak from our flesh, but the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit really lead us. And I want to thank God for this radio once again, because now we are on the audio. But I want also to prophesy that time to come will be on television.
Yes.
So we trust God that it will come to pass.
Amen.
If I give you my wife, I love her so much. She's a noble woman, a virtuous woman, a woman of character. You know, the woman Proverbs 31 talks about. So I'm so proud of her.
Wow.
And she has really transformed my life.
Wow.
My family, they are proud of her. They have confidence in her.
Wow.
They really love her because they see changes in me. Because the Bible says, where there is a strong man or a successful man, there is a strong or a successful woman behind. So she has made me to be who I am today.
Wow.
So she has empowered me. Indeed, she's a gift from God. So let me give you my wife to say hi to you before we proceed.
Oh, thank you. You know, one thing I have to say, I love that my husband honors me and really edifies me. And that's one of the things that we appreciate, having had to pray for years for marriage. And, you know, when God just gives you this gift that keeps on giving, that always appreciates and loves on you and just makes you feel so special, it's amazing. So, you know, your question was where we met or where we're from. So my husband's from Uganda, and I'm from a village called Waitaka in Nairobi, Kenya. Little village, and who knew that I would end up in America and God would connect me to my destiny connection. And so I ended up meeting Prince Matthew here in America, which I think we already shared. Our testimony was definitely a very divine encounter or divine meeting or divine connection. Yeah.
Let me ask you, Irene, did you ever think you would marry from another nation? Because I've grown up in Kenya and we had a lot of very close Kikuyu family friends, and they're pretty particular about Kikuyu marrying Kikuyu. So did it ever occur to you that you'd go beyond Kiambu and Muranga and Waithaka and Limuru and go all the way to Uganda?
No, actually, I have to say no. As you know, Kenyans were, unfortunately, they were very tribalistic, so they would prefer for you to keep within your borders. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I really never envisioned, I mean, I have to be honest. The only thing I think, you know, when you go through some bad relationships and you think all black men are the same,
mm-hmm.
and you don't even know there's a remnant out there. So the only thing I maybe had considered was going white. as international as it got, because I really never thought you would find a prince or a man of God that would treat you like a princess and treat you like a queen and really, you know, exceed your expectations. So, you know, yeah, so I have to say that was my, yeah, I had never thought it would be African or, you know,
so
right.
You, like, you know, were getting serious with Matthew and you told your lovely mom, whom I know very well, and like, okay, mom, there's this guy from Uganda and he's interested in me, like, for real. What was her reaction?
I think at that point, my mother, she, you know, how can I put it? I mean, I talked about it, but I just said, you know, I'm not even going to give you time to think about it. I'm going to bring him tomorrow, and you're going to meet him. In fact, he wants to come and meet you with his uncle. And because Matthew was very serious and he knew what he wanted and he had met his wife, as you know the story, he didn't have time to play games and waste time and string you along. I mean, within the first week, he came to my mother and said, you know, this is the girl I want to marry. This is my wife. And because it was definitely the divine and, you know, as you know, we had already received prophetic declarations or prophetic, what can I say, confirmations that this was my husband. So she didn't really, you know, she just met him and loved him. Loved
wow.
him, Matthew, because, you know, when it's of God, there's really, you know, there's really no problems along the way. Things just fall into place. And when he came into our family, I remember my sister saying, oh, my God, this is like my big brother, because he really looks like my big brother.
Wow.
Yeah, he really looks like him, and he acts like him, and he talks like him. And we were like, oh, my God, it's so weird, but so funny, but so nice. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. What a very touching testimony. Now, Matthew, you are from Uganda, and of course, because Apostle grew up there, and we also have so many family friends. The Ugandan people are very cultured, I mean, very huge on respect, on cleanliness, on how they cook. Now, you coming from the royal family, when you told them you've met this beautiful girl from Kenya, how was your family's reaction?
Actually, as you've just said, you know, indeed, you know, our families, you know, they are kind of so respectful, and they would love to go. Anyway, to cut it short, my mom, you know, by the time you say that, you know, I'm going to marry, or I have seen somebody, my mom, I think she knew. I used to tell her whatever issues I was going through, but I don't know why this time when I told her that I have met a girl from Kenya, she just told me, indeed, that is your wife. I feel it in my heart. But before, I could tell her, mom, I have seen a girlfriend, and she was like, no, that's not your wife. Even before seeing her, and I was like, why do you say she's not my wife? You haven't seen her, you know? I said, I'm your mother, I know. But I don't know. I think I could say that it was God. You know, if things are in pipeline and God is in it, there is the way things really work out for good, work out together, you know. For those who love the Lord, maybe before, you know, I don't know how I can say it, but even me, up to now, I'm still surprised why my mom and, okay, my dad definitely would say, you go with somebody you think you love will be your wife. But my mom, mm-hmm. she really liked it. In fact, if she takes a week without talking to Irene, she sends me WhatsApp. Is Irene okay? She thinks that maybe I made Irene not to...
Let me add, she always calls and says, hi, is my baby. And she's not talking about the baby, Elizabeth. She's asking about me, her baby. And then she asks me, how is Matthew treating you? I need to know. Tell me. And, you know, such backup I have. I mean, I just thank God.
Not only the mom, even the dad and the sisters, but they are not asking her, saying that maybe I was stubborn or what, mm-hmm. but it is kind of, you know, they liked Irene. You know, if you look at her, she's somebody really definitely you will like, with her nice voice, with her good smile, you know, the way she takes people, she loves God, you know. Even the way when she's talking to someone, you know, those, you know, our parents, really, they can read far from us.
Yes.
But, you know, they know that, you know, this is indeed, she's a good girl. And I think they can see even the results, you know, people get transformed.
You know, one of the things I've loved, because I've observed the times I've been in Boston, I've seen like Irene, when she meets Ugandan elders, she kneels, and that is so, and you can see it's so natural, you know, it's not like she's doing it to please you, Matthew, but she knows, you know, this is their culture, and, you know, it's so lovely, and I've seen you too, Matthew, talking to like the Kenyan community, just as you are, very loving, friendly. So we have some couples who are listening this evening and, you know, from different nations, and they're wondering, is this going to work? How do you, because of course, as much as you love each other, as much as you know it's God, there are still some differences in culture. So how do you deal with those cultural differences? How have you been able to adapt and be so flexible?
Actually, first of all, you have to accept that you are in international relationship, you know, different cultures. Knowing that you are in different cultures, definitely there are some things you have to compromise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, forget about I love her, you know, God say this is my husband or this is my wife. But there are some things we have to work on as people to make what God gave us to really to stand. So about this point, this is what I could tell our listeners, that there are some key points which really helps us to really to move on, even if we have our weaknesses or our strengths, but there are some key points we need to work on to help us to move on. For example, first of all, God, you know, it's good your partner to be in the same spiritual belief. It helps a lot. Spiritual belief, it's really very, very important. It's better than even the culture, what people say. Because our destiny, it is heaven. It is in God. So spiritual belief, it's really very, very important. If somebody believes in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and someone does not believe in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, there is a big gap there. There is a big battle. There are a lot of consequences you have to go through until you reach your destination. One of you has to change. Definitely. The other side has to, you know, to cross over, you know, to accept Jesus, because for me, I couldn't imagine a Muslim woman to, you know, turn me to become a Muslim man. You know, I don't know how that could work. So, I think agreeing in the spirit.
Okay, so you're saying what has helped you to be adaptable, flexible, number one, is being, or rather, you know, being in agreement in the spirit, and that is so true. You both, of course, have to love God, have to have that sensitivity to the spirit. But like, Irene, okay, let me ask you now, when you see Ugandan elders, what makes you kneel? Because, you know, you could just have the attitude, oh, I'm Kikuyu, we don't kneel, so, you know. But I've seen you many times just automatically, you kneel. What makes you do that?
You know, I have to say, even my friends used to ask me, oh, the Pequenian community, they're like, oh my God, I don't think I can do that. Oh, I don't know how you do it. But let me tell you, I think once your heart is humbled by God, like,
wow.
Say you've already been broken, God has already broken you, and, you know, you're walking in Him. I mean, what is kneeling to an elder? You don't even know you're doing it. You just find yourself doing it, because if that's bringing them honor, it's not like you're kneeling to God, because people are like, oh, you only should kneel to God. Yeah, fine, but these are your elders. This is the culture that God knew that He was going to take me into it. So I have no problem doing it. I do it gladly. I just find myself, you know, this is how people say hi. It's just like if you were to go to an Arabic country, or where is it they bow? People, you know, you just go ahead and bow and say hi to the kings or queens or whatever. It's really not a big deal. But, you know, you have to have been, at least your heart has to be broken out of pride and, you know, all that. Yeah. So I don't really, you know, I love, you know, greeting my elders. So that's the only way I can say, you know, it had to take God to break me for me to be able to do some things. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Can
okay.
You hear me?
Yeah. I thought that maybe It's anyway, you've been asking some of the things, you know, which makes us, or which we think, we believe in, that it could help, you know, maybe strengthen marriage. Mentioning the spiritual beliefs, but also communication. Communication is really also another important thing. It has really helped. It has helped us, and it has helped other families, because if really you can't communicate to your partner, then whom are you going to communicate to? You know, without communication, it brings a lot of confusion, and, you know, because even the trust we talk about, trust comes from communication. If somebody tells you, I'm in Boston, and you find out he just went to Washington, D.C., then you raise up many questions. Now, he told me he was in Boston, but they have seen him in Washington, D.C. What's going on? Then you start putting answers there. You start assuming, then, you know. So communication, really, it's very important. Communication is important. It helps a lot. And also discussing problems well, because every family has its own problems or challenges.
Yeah.
Let me call it challenges, not problems.
Yeah.
But how do you handle those challenges? It's really important how you solve, how you handle your challenges. If you get a challenges in your house, you don't need to go speak them out. You don't have to speak those challenges to people who are even not married, because they are your friends and you are married. What do you expect those people going to advise you? Definitely they will tell you. That's why for us, we are still waiting. We are not getting married. We can't face such things. I can't even handle. I can't do this. Then definitely, you know, you end up breaking. So that's also another important thing, how you handle your challenges.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that people are not in love.
Right.
People are in love, but the way they handle their challenges can show another picture. Maybe that was not the man. Now, those are the people who are outside talking. Maybe that was not the woman or the lady. Now you see, because you've exposed your challenges outside.
Mm-hmm.
Every home has the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a man sleeps a lot, maybe snores, maybe when he works a lot of money, he doesn't know where the money goes. There's something, at least there is something people have to work out. So that's also important, how you discuss your challenges. And
that's
also
good, Matthew. Now, you know, with communication, because I've also heard people say, okay, yes, I'm talking to my wife or talking to my husband, but they don't seem to understand. So, you know, communication is one thing, but then understanding, how do you, like, say, if Irina said, look, I'm tired, I need help with this, how would you advise brothers? Because usually the biggest complaint we hear is, you know, wives feeling the husband don't understand. So how would you help the brothers to understand their wives better?
Actually, this is what I could tell them. Being the head of the family, it doesn't mean that you are above everything. You are the head, but our wives are the neck, turn you to do something, but something good. I can't say something bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding, I could say that we need to take prayers to ask God. It's one of the gifts, you know, somebody I think should have. You know, we read in the Bible how Solomon was sacrificing to the to God, and God was really impressed, and he came down and asked him, "What do you want?" The man asked for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So I could say that that's a package, another package of three things: wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I think it's good to go in marriage when at least you have that seed of understanding. Because we come from different families, different communities, different countries, sometimes different continents. But if you don't have that sense of understanding, things really can't go on well. Because there are some things, I'm sorry to use this word, like common sense. I don't know, some people take it to be as an abusive word, other people take it to be as, you know, just a normal word. Yeah. For example, your wife could be pregnant, or your wife could be coming from work. Why do you wait for things in the sink to take? You are waiting for your wife to wash those things in the sink. Or cook food for you. Why don't you cook for her? Why don't you make the bed? Why don't you run the laundry? It doesn't, if I do all those things, does not shape who I am. I'll still stay the man of the house. I take that minion of things, you know. So we need to understand, but it takes God, some people, to understand. We just need to be humble and take your wife to be maybe, take your wife to be like a mother, apart from being your wife. You know, these are the mothers of the nation. These are the mothers, our mothers, you know. They need help. You understand, you know. They go through a lot, you know. Just do it, work it out. I think my wife can be a witness. I vacuum our house. I cook. I run dishwasher. I do laundry. I make the beds. I clean the bathroom. Because for me, I hate that environment. Yes. I wash it. I clean it.
Bless you, Matthew. My goodness.
So it can't take anything from me, you know.
Yeah.
So I would advise guys to, you know, those are the small things which look to be small, but they make our wives happy. You can't even wait for tonight's dinner. The moment she comes back and she says that, oh my God, he came back earlier than me, 2 hours. Things are running in the dishwasher. The bathroom is clean. Oh, he even changed the bed sheets.
Wow.
Something has to be done tonight. You know. Yeah, it is part of the package of God. Yeah, so those are the things.
That is so beautiful. You've touched on so many powerful things: communication, understanding, common sense, humbling yourself. And I want to open it now to the listeners. I know they have some burning questions. I know they are so enriched by what you have shared. By someone might have a question. Solutions family, please don't be shy. All you need to do is press 1, and please ask Prince Matthew, Princess Irene. We share from the heart, so we keep it real and relevant. If you have any question, please just press 1. Shiko, do we have any questions?
We don't have any questions right now, but we encourage you, if you have a question, just press 1 and we will have you ask your question. So we don't have any right now.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
before we wait for questions, another thing I wanted to also talk about, which really we've seen it as a big problem, why families really break, or why people get scared of getting married. In terms of finances, you know, for example, Shiko, you could be getting maybe $50 per hour, and the man comes and he starts asking a question, tell me whom you are, where do you work, how much do you get? Then you find out that maybe he's getting $15 or $12 per hour. then you start judging that man, you know. I would encourage, most especially the ladies, you don't look into much about money things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you could be having money and you are not happy. You know, money is nothing. You know, that's why you find some ladies, they have a lot of money, but, you know, they're not married, and they come to the extent of saying, you know, for me, I'm just looking for someone who just, you know, get me kids. You know, that is something which looks really so terrible. You know, it looks as if you are terrified, you know. Why do you come to that extent? Because of a man who really loves you, he has no money. I think our God is a rich God. In the book of Haggai, I don't know which chapter is that, but in the book of Haggai, it doesn't have a lot of chapters, but it says that silver and gold belongs to the Lord. So, by all means, God will bless you. You know, that's one of the problems we have here in America. You find well-educated ladies in big offices, but they are not married. And men are out there in stores working. They could be their husbands, but because of this financial problem, to be a problem, this financial thing. So that's another point we need to pray for, and we need to see and to consider about. I thank God. My wife works more than I do, but because I go to school, I do a few hours. But when it comes in terms of money, she puts it on the table. Tells me, honey, you are the head of the house. What are our agendas? You know?
Wow.
Yeah, and we know the agendas. We say, this year we said we shall buy a house. The other year we said you have to go to school to complete your nursing also. The other year, you know, we're expecting to travel. We need to buy tickets to go to Africa. You know, that's how those are the agendas, you know, you put down on the table and you think about it, you plan together. In fact, these are the words my father told me when I was going to get married, that work together, plan together, pray together. Work together, plan together, pray together.
Wow.
Those are the important three key words which makes a family to be a happy family. Because when you work together, you, if you bring 10 and another one brings 90, it makes up 100. That's your money. You know? If you bring plan A and I bring plan B, we put it together and we come up with something.
Right.
Then we pray together. It is very clear in the Bible, family prays together, stays together.
That's right.
Yes, you know, challenges will be there. You know, I always tell people that challenges will be there, but how do you handle your challenges? Pray together. Pray together. Pray together. Pray together.
That is so powerful, Matthew. But, you know, there are many men who are not eager to pray with their families. If the most they'll do, maybe a quick one over dinner, they'll always say, I'm tired, I'm busy. So how do you encourage such brothers, such gentlemen, to take that initiative, you know, in a family altar?
I would say this, and I wouldn't it to happen to men, but this is what God does. Let me give you a true story from the Bible. Jonah was told to go to Nineveh, right? Nineveh. But he was going where? In Tarsus. So when the storm came, he even slept. You know, women in our families, or our wives, they are like, they have another sense, the sixth sense of foreseeing. For me, I can get $1,000 now and I spent it all. But my wife will keep some money, I don't know. If something happens, say, oh, we have some $300 here. And you ask her, where did it come from? So, this is what I'm saying. That Jonah was told to go to Nineveh, but he was going to Tarshish. What happened? They had to come even to put Jonah into the water, and he was swallowed by the fish, a big fish. You see? So he spent 3 days in that stomach of that fish. That was a lesson to Jonah. He had to go where he had to go. So if you know that you are a man of the family and you are the head of the family and you can't pray, God knows where he touches his switch. I'm not trying to intimidate anybody. Because something will happen and God will make sure that what happens will not take your life. Because if he wants you to pray, to praise him, the Bible says, I don't know who said that, God, do dead people praise you? Keep my life alive, you know? He will keep your life alive until you learn how to pray. You just imagine the following day they tell you, HIV positive, and you say you can't pray. But you hear people saying that if you pray, God heals AIDS. Definitely we will pray. We even go in tongues. We don't know. You know, God knows where he touches, but I would advise men at least just say, write a small prayer. Never despise any small beginning. Write a small prayer in your words for 3 lines, and you say, every day before we go to bed, we have to say this prayer. That's how we do. I'm speaking this before God. My wife does not go. Always she goes first. Yeah, she doesn't leave the house before I have prayed for her. I even anoint her. Yeah, she can witness that. I do that.
Yeah. And honestly, that's the best covering you can ever get.
Yeah.
Because then if I'm trying to rush out of the house, my husband's always stopping me like, no, wait. We have to pray, and he has to.
Like yesterday,
I was like, you know, you're caught up, I'm late. He's like, no, stop. We got to, you know, touch and agree, cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, and anoint my head, anoint the baby before we go. Because, I mean, you know, you don't know what you're going to find. And it doesn't have to take long. It doesn't really take long to just, even if it's 2 minutes, at least we've done it. And then we, you know, we do it again later at the end of the day.
And prayers are the keys of everything. So if you're a man out there and you don't pray, it's like you are allowing poverty in your house. Because Matthew 7:7, it says that if you ask, I'll give you. If you seek me, you'll find me. If you knock, I'll open for you. All those three things comes from prayer. You pray to seek God. You pray to ask God. You pray to knock so that God can open, you know, can make the door open. So if you don't do that, definitely you are going to get nothing. The only way we communicate to God is through prayers.
That's a fantastic challenge to our wonderful gentlemen listening out there. I saw I was being flashed. Ms. Shiko, does that mean we have somebody with a question?
Yes, we have two callers.
Beautiful.
And the first person, your phone number is 316. Your last four digits are 5720. You're welcome.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Mama.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Jambi.
Yes. Yes,
good to hear you.
Yes.
Welcome. Go right away with your question.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Prince Matthew and Princess Irene. Thank you. Thank you for everything. You've been a blessing tonight. I have not encountered such a happy couple in a long time.
Amen.
That's a good testimony. By the way, Mjambi, they are coming to the conference in April, so make sure you come. They've bought their tickets, really. They're the ones who told me this in January, so you can even have an encounter face-to-face.
That's I want right. to meet them.
You want to meet them?
That's right.
I just thought they have something I would love. it's a compliment. I don't know, Prince Matthew, what you have done in your household, but that's a very happy bride. And it's not just laughing, but you can hear she's bubbling from within.
Uh-huh.
She's bubbling from within, which is very admirable.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that was one of my connection. There's you have a unique oneness that you share, and so you said prayer, but even the happiness. How have you maintained that? Because it sounds, if I was asked, I would say that you got married just a month ago. That's the impression. Yeah.
Actually,
you know?
I'm sorry to cut you short, but happiness is only, for us, the way we've tried to maintain it,
mm-hmm.
It was through communication.
Wow.
Because if I don't like something,
mm-hmm.
it could be even bed sheets on the bed. Mm-hmm. And I say, honey, I hate these bed sheets. Mm-hmm. I don't sleep on red bed sheets. And the moment you put on red bed sheets, we will just say, "Our Father who art in heaven," then good night, good night. Till tomorrow. You see? But in the morning, you know, communication. Tell, be open, be faithful, trustworthy, be open to your partner that I need this. I don't eat jahe. I don't eat mokimo. That's Kenyan food, you know. I like this, you know. I want to eat patoke. You know, be open. Somebody will know, you know, my husband is not going to sleep hungry. So I think let me make something special for him because he doesn't like this, you know. I'm not saying that I don't eat jahe or mukimo. By the way, I like mukimo so much. Yeah, so. But this is what I'm trying to say, that communication keeps always the happiness.
Mm-hmm.
If I do anything, maybe you couldn't expect me to do, you can tell me, you know, honey, maybe the way you left, I didn't like it. I was talking to you, then you told me, call me on the phone. I don't like that. Then next time you don't do it, really, if you love your partner, you know.
Uh-huh.
Communication. Communication is important. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. No, and, you know, and obviously the daily complimenting each other.
Right.
You know, him just calling me honey, I call him honey, calling him baby. You know, sweetness, adding the sweetness and the flavor to the marriage. And checking on each other during the day, baby, how are you doing, you know?
Right.
Not just waiting till it's like 5 o'clock, then we reconnect. No, we connect throughout the day. We are not
housemates, you know? It's very common here in Boston, roommates. They call them roommates. Yeah, we are not roommates. So you have to make sure that you check on your partner, you know?
Oh, and actually, you're making us laugh.
Yes. You know, she's part of you. You need to, you know, you need to check on her. We are not roommates. Where they ask you, Josephine, in, then you say, since 2 days she's not here. Maybe she's in leave-in, you know. And, you know,
oh my God.
You have to monitor your partner. You have to communicate, you know. You have to give compliments. Baby, you are so nice. And I thank God for this. You know, I always tell people that you people say, hey, you guys, okay, blah, 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 what? Yes. Jesus said the storm will come, but it will not put us down.
Amen.
Amen. I always say that. Yes, challenges are there, but they will not put us down because we are in Christ, and Christ is all in all. Even if we argue for something, baby, have you ever called me anything? In fact, in 3 years, she only called me Matthew once. And when she called me Matthew, I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. So I have done something terrible. Because I have never had her calling me Matthew. I'm speaking this before God. She always calls me honey, honey, honey. I call her baby, baby, baby. So it's always good to maintain the status you started with.
Yeah.
Because the day she called me in fact, if you start calling your partner maybe Jimmy, when you are still in love, I don't know how it will be when you start, when you have kind of a little bit of storm. I don't know how you're going to call your husband, call each other. Yeah, she called me Matthew. And I said, what? Something wrong. Seriously. And I don't want even
to. My name. Let me tell you, listeners, this couple, really, as you hear them, is how they are. And Jambi, you know, I was in Boston in January, and the praise and worship was so phenomenal. This is what Matthew did. He got on the stage and was dancing like somebody had given him $1 million. I mean, we were so tickled.
Wow.
But we were not tickled in a good way. You know, just he was just praising God, but he was just so overwhelmed with the goodness of God. He's like, you know what, down here, it's not worth it. Let's just join the worshipers. So that is Matthew for you, very spontaneous, very cheerful, happy. Same with Irene, mighty worshiper. So you guys have just blessed our socks off tonight. I think there's someone else with a question. Thank you,
Jambi,
for your question.
Thank you.
And as that question is coming, I'm requesting Mr. and Mrs. Chua, I really want to reach out to more people, especially brothers, to just hear you. So I hope you can give us a part two next Tuesday, because I'm being texted. People are like, wow, oh my goodness, this is amazing. You know, you're really, really blessing people. Just your sincerity and your warmth. I mean, this is the real deal.
Yes, call us, phone number 469, area code 469. Your last four digits are 4263. You are welcome.
Hello, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we
yes,
hear you.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, thank you so much. I'm so blessed to just hear and listen to all the wisdom coming from you, from both of you. I just wanted to thank you for the statement you made concerning money. That's been something that has bothered me. I work. I have I have a certain amount of income, and for me, I've had a certain view. So really, that point was for me. I think it really blessed me. I just wanted to thank you on that one concerning having a job, and sometimes the man has, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're trying to either maintain this. For me, I've my reasoning, and it could be wrong, it's been that I work so hard right now, and I'd love to have someone that you say that I would wouldn't have to work so hard if I was to get married. But maybe it's a wrong view. I don't know. But thank you anyway. I appreciate that. It's a point that I would think about a lot, Mel.
Oh, you know, you mentioned something that most of us think when we are single, we go through that. You're like, you're making all this money. And the wild point of view makes you think that, okay, the way the world, I think even the way we are brought up back from our countries is like you need a man that's making actually more than you're making, you know, so that you can kind of make ends meet. You know what? As my husband said, you know, career-wise here in America, I happen to make more than he does, right? But we just make it work. Why? Why are we doing that? Because we are one, it's one unit. And the fact that we are working together to build this team, and God has put us together for a bigger purpose, a bigger mission, I mean, who am I to start saying, okay, I'm not even going to disclose this week I made $500. He knows that. You know, we have a joint account. We, you know, his today is not his tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He's going to be making much, much more money by God's grace in the future.
Amen.
Exactly what's going to happen. We're going to be so blessed that I want the seeds that we are planting in our marriage today are seeds of honesty and seeds of disclosure. Mean that my husband goes out there and makes a huge contract and he's making millions, I don't want him to be that kind of man who cannot come and say to me, honey, I made $2 million. You know, I want to be able to say, okay, we made $2 million, what are we going to do? Why? Because we have started that seed of honesty and disclosure from the beginning. He can attest to saying that my wife, you know, met me when, you know, maybe she was making more at the time. But guess what? Right now, maybe I'm actually making more, but honey, here's all the money. You manage it. Because he saw that even from the beginning, I'm able to be, you know, we were able to just kind of work together. And that's why you hear in marriage, you have to pray together, work together, and plan together. You have to do those three things. And we keep watching our video and seeing that message, and we're like, that is exactly what we have to do. And that's how we have seen even the little we have being able to multiply, and we're able to do a few projects here and there. Because we just bring whatever we have together, we plan, okay, this bill, we're going to pay these bills, we're going to do this, we're going to pay for school, we're going to do this, you know? And it works, it works, it works. Even if you're a single woman making all this money, trust me, first of all, God gives you this man that loves you and adores you and treats you like a princess. You know, what is $500 more that you have? That's really nothing. Yeah.
And it's not all about money. No. Actually, I want to give you this. I'm so happy to mention this. If you can read into a book of Proverbs 15:22, you have it there? Well, I can read it for you quickly.
Okay. Yes, go ahead. I have my Bible. I'll be.
Okay. Do it quick. You do it. I know that time because for us.
Oh, I have to look for it. Proverbs what? Proverbs.
Proverbs 15, chapter 22.
Okay. Proverbs 15:22. Do they not err who devise evil? Let me see. No, I'm in 14. Sorry. Proverbs 15:22. Where there is no counsel, purposes are frustrated, but with many counselors, they are accomplished.
Amen. Mine says that plans fail for lack of counsels, but with many advisors, they succeed. So you've been having a lot of plans in you, but I thank God that you mentioned that, you know, when I spoke about money, it touched you. So that's where your successfulness is going to come from. Maybe you've been despising some men on, you know, how much do they work, you know, how much do they earn. But now you've gained the wisdom, you know, so counsels of many. So definitely will be successful. Maybe next year, if you are not married now, maybe next year things will be put in place. It's not all about money. It's all about the love the Lord gave us. The love, that love, you know, the love. Because, you know, you find people who have no money and, you know, but they love each other.
They're very happy.
You know, they are happy, exactly. And you find billionaires and, you know, they're like, oh, my God, What's going on?
It's true.
So, it's not all about money. So God bless you for that. Yeah.
God bless you too. Thank you.
In fact, can I just add, there was a lady yesterday that asked me that question in another forum. They were like, oh, would you disclose, she's getting married and she doesn't want to disclose to her husband her Swiss account. So, you know, and you know, that's what I said. You know, I was just responding on Facebook saying, you know, at the end of the day, two are becoming one. You know, you need to be able to disclose that because, you know, what if he's going to find that information later, then you're going to have to explain. And what? You're planting a seed of dishonesty from the very beginning. That's my thinking. And you want to be open. Guess what? God will bless you with trillions as a couple. He will. He is God. Mm-hmm. He's a provider.
Yeah.
He's a provider. He will. So, you know.
Silver and gold belong to
him. They belong to him. Yeah. So you just work with what you have. He has to trust you with the $500 first before he can, you know.
So does your husband. Now, with African men, sometimes you're working, and then on top of that, you're coming back in this America, cooking, cleaning, doing everything. I mean, it's a blessing to have somebody that works with you. I mean, I'm not saying that that's my situation, but I've seen some cases, you know, since we're on that topic, where, you know, on top of working like that and having to do everything, maybe they're with somebody that's not as understanding on that part as a man, you know, that, okay, she does all this. Let me help her in this other area than sit and say I'm an African man and expect all these other things. I mean, yeah. Done also. You know, when you work as a team, so to say.
You've got to work as a team. You know, you got to work as a team. If my husband has been home, you know, I know he's at school, he's coming home at 8 o'clock. I really, you know, he needs to come home to a home-cooked meal. We just have to work together. If I've been out all day working and maybe he was home, you know, you work together and think, okay, my wife would like to come home to a, you know, clean house, a cooked meal. And, you know, these are the benefits that you know, shower the baby and, you know, we work together. You know, you have to work together. And I totally understand what you're saying. I did, again, was in another couple's meeting and that came up and people were saying how they're frustrated that their husbands do not help them, they do not cook. And I remember in that meeting, me and another girl saying, oh, we thank God we are not complaining about that. Because that's huge. So,
it really is. And I want us to continue that topic, Irene, next Tuesday, because we want to get a lot of guys listening in. I know we have a few this evening. We haven't heard their voice, but I really want to reach out to many more because it is quite a big issue. And you know what happens is when you're overworked, you feel unloved. And when you're unloved, you definitely are not going to disclose, you know, that I have this money or I have that. You kind of close. And I think this is why we're seeing such a high divorce rate, even in the kingdom, because a lot of people are hurt, you know, they're disappointed, frustrated. Maybe they went into marriage, you know, really wanting to be open, to work together. Yeah. But unfortunately, when it's one-sided, it cannot work. So these are some of the things we want to tackle next Tuesday. I love that theme you've been talking about, Matthew and Irene. Work together, plan together, pray together. That's going to be our theme next Tuesday. Those of you who have tuned in, I know you are so very blessed, so enriched by this beautiful dynamic couple. Please reach out to your friends, especially guys. We want them to hear Prince Matthew. There's something so powerful about a man challenging other men. So I'm hoping that you're available. I know you are 1 hour ahead in Boston, Prince and Princess. I hope you can grace us for part two. But you have really ministered so powerfully this evening. Been getting text after text after text. So we've gone a little overboard our time, but thank you so much for the questions that came in, Nali and Jambi. Very wonderful questions, because when you ask, you're asking on behalf of so many. We shall continue part two with Prince Matthew and Princess Irene. We're going to go even deeper. But thank you so much, Matthew and Irene, for just pouring into our listeners and just being such an example. So as Njambi said, it's just so refreshing. You know, we feel that joy, that harmony, that love, you know. And in fact, next Tuesday, I'd love you, the two of you, just to pray for our singles who will be tuning in. Just release a special prayer. Their testimony is amazing. By the way, Matthew and Irene, not everybody knows your testimony. So hopefully next Tuesday, you can share a little bit. It will really inspire you. Sometimes you feel, oh my goodness, Lord, is there anybody else? Or maybe you've come out of brokenness. And I tell you, God is a faithful God. Their testimony is really a symbol of God's faithfulness. So God bless you, dear listeners, and they will be at the Fresh Aroma Conference. You'll get to ask more, see them face to face. But we look forward again to next Tuesday. We look forward to seeing you, God willing, in April. God bless you very much. Thank you for calling in Solutions. Do like our page on Facebook, Solutions Radio. Please spread the word about this wonderful couple, especially let's get the guys to just come and be ministered unto and challenged in a positive way to be those strong, powerful priests of their home. God bless each one of you. Thank you for tuning in. Good night.
Thank you.